carefully. The blood of the hare would never be so red. Some tell it unto me. It's the blood of a boy that I killed yesterday. I killed most manfully. I killed most manfully. What was between yourself and the boy, son? Tell it unto me. It was mostly the cutting down of a rod that never would come to a tree.
So this next set we're gonna play starts with a slow air, which is actually a song in Irish Gaelic that I refuse to sing in public because my Irish Gaelic is not yet presentable. But one day, perhaps for the next Celtic celebration, I'll be able to sing this one for you. And then we're gonna go into a couple of jigs and reels that we enjoy playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we're going to play a song right now. This is another, what Dan would call one of our twinkly songs. We have a lot of twinkly songs. They're just kind of like these fluttery, dream-like, trance-like songs. So this is a song called The Bonnie Light Horseman. So yeah, Dan and I play a lot of contra dances. I don't know if there are contra dancers out there. Ooh, yeah, make some noise. So I know there's a wonderful contra dance here in Belfast. We've never actually been. This is our first time in Belfast ever, and we absolutely love it. Yes, it is fantastic. Might just have to move here. We're going to start with Cold Frosty Morning, Growling Old Man and Grumbling Old Woman, which I think is actually maybe French-Canadian originally. And then the last tune we're going to play is Sandy Boys. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, we have actually come to our very last medley of tunes for you. Thank you so much for coming out today, for supporting this festival. It is such fun. It's been really great to just like get to play tunes with a lot of our favorite people and some of our new favorite people. Again, we're going to send you on your way today with a lovely Shetland tune, followed by a couple of our favorite jigs and reels. So thanks again. My name's Liz. This is my brother Dan Fiala.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for having us.